The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So let's talk to our guest here in the room. His name is Handel Savory. He has a podcast called A Men's Podcast, A Man's Podcast. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
All right, good afternoon, man. I remember I reached out to you on the TikTok there. So thanks for checking. Yeah, I know we were supposed to do it last week, but we're here. So tell us a little bit about yourself now before we get into it. Who is Handel Savory?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a man, right? Mm-hmm. And that comes with a lot. You know, the reason why I started this As a Man podcast was because a lot of men need help. Like the caller that just called, that conversation you all had is true. A lot of people need help. And I've personally been through a lot, and I just decided to go on TikTok and share a few stories, and I realigned it with men, you know. And from there, I realized people need community, people need people to talk to. People would love to have a brother to be like, hey, I'm going through something, I need advice here, I need advice there on this topic, that topic, you know. So, yeah, that's really who I am, what I'm trying to do with this movement, with this podcast, to really provide a space and a community for men to come together and support each other.
Nice one. So explain to me exactly what a podcast is. Some people may not know. What is a podcast?
Want anybody sharing ideas, having basically a conversation. It could be audio only. In this time, the audio is usually marked together with video, hence the TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc. Just essentially people coming together to talk about any topic at all.
Right, nice. A conversation on the social media. And who is your, well, besides men, is there a particular age group? You say men, young boys. Who is your podcast really specifically catering to?
Specifically to men, any age, any stage of life. You know, there's no discrimination if you're too young, if you're too old, middle-aged, it doesn't matter. Once you're a man, there's certain experiences that you're going to have to go through, certain lessons you're going to have to learn at any age. And, directed at all men.
Nice. And what age did you realize that you were a man or, you know, be becoming a man? Was there a particular age or something happened in your life that, you know, made you want to take responsibility as a man?
Yeah, for sure. For me personally, getting into a relationship and trying to charge towards marriage was a real wake-up call for me, because you then realize what being a man is truly about. You know, sometimes you're young, you're in school, you're in university, you're partying, you're liming, you're there for the fun. You may have goals, you may have a mission, but you're young, you know, so you're trying new things. But when you really look to try and become a husband and become a father, the light bulbs really start to go off, because you realize one way or the other that, hey, this is not a game. You are someone that people depend on. You have to provide, you have to protect, you have to provide a structure, you have to be spiritually grounded, you have to understand what your presence gives. You know, is it chaotic, is it calming, all these different things. So for me personally, trying to go towards marriage was something that really opened my eyes as to what it is to be a man. And what helped me push this podcast and push this idea was along with a lot of people, they don't have that guidance. Sometimes we have a lot of men that learn the hard way because there's no one around to say, hey, no, you shouldn't do it this way, you should do things this way. Sit down, let me talk. Let's have a conversation about this road you're going down on, or this way you want to do. And that really can save a lot of men time, heartache, you know, having somebody there to guide them. And a lot of men, they don't have that. Hence, you'd find them making a lot of wrong decisions. You even recently, you have a lot of men attempting suicide successfully and unsuccessfully. Just in the past week, I've been two or three different, there's a young man who was depressed. There was a person with the CXC. There's a counselor that happened a couple of days ago, you know, so a lot of these people, they don't have someone to guide. And it's not just young people. The older ones as well, the ones that you might think are established, you know, who have everything, etc. There's a lot going on in the minds of men, and they don't have someone to reach out to or talk to.
Yeah. No, when I say men, no, men usually don't talk because, you know, men have been grown to learn. You know, if you talk about your problems, you're weak, or got something wrong with you, you know, they don't call you all kind of names. But women have their support system. They talk. I always say the men's support system should be in a place like the barber shop. But usually men's support system is the bar. They go, they sit down and drink all their worries or tell somebody. But men don't like to talk. You know what I mean? So are you advocating for more men to talk? And if men are to talk, who could they talk to? Sometimes you talk to your own friend, they laugh at you. So who men could really turn and talk to?
Well, that's the thing, right? Community is an important thing. Like you said, some people, they don't have anybody to do. Even their own brethren, who they consider their brothers, might laugh and make a thing about it, right? So what I've done is I've created a community, right? It's called the Table Community, where that is exactly what it is for, to talk and get support. And I'll tell you why I started this, right? Along the amount of videos that I've did on TikTok specifically, there was a particular video series I did called to the mature men out there, name one thing you have learned that you would like a younger person to know. And two things happened when I put these videos out there. There were a lot of men that were willing to share their mistakes, and there were a lot of men that were learning from those mistakes. I had like thousands of comments each video I put out on this series. So what that showed me was that there is a need for community, for people to teach and for people to learn. So what I did is I created a community called the Table Community, where men could join. And in this community, there are different groups. There are groups for prayer. There are groups where we focus on money and business, where we focus on our brotherhood. You know, we focus on relationships. We focus on God. And you could join any of these groups and have a conversation with other men. So it's not to say, well, you're feeling something, and let me see if I could talk to my partner in the bar. Let me see if I could talk to my brethren on work. And you don't know there's a nervousness behind it. You know that this community is there and designed for conversation. So that anxiety is alleviated, and you could come and have a conversation, and there are other men that are willing to help.
Nice, man. Very good. If you just joined us, we're talking to Handel Savory, right? He's a content creator. A lot of people don't know, well, we know content creator is one of the, well, we would say the new jobs out there, content creator. Are you in this to, of course, in this to help men. But in terms of making money from this whole content creators thing, are you in this to make some money?
That is a long-term goal, honestly. My main focus is providing a community and providing, first and foremost, value. You know, so when I sit and I think about what I want to do, what I want to contribute, money is not the first thing that I would think of, right? So there are things that I offer. There are books that I offer, which I'll get into just now. You know, certain programs that I offer that has a value to it, but it's not about the money, right? So this community, you could just join, right? The first point is to really help people, first and foremost.
Nice, man. And how do you join the community? Just go on TikTok. You're on TikTok mostly. And what, follow you and help to join?
Well, what you could do is, there is a link on TikTok as well. Mm-hmm. But what I would recommend people to do is to send a WhatsApp to 322-9727. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a link that will be provided for you to sign up. And then you would be sent a link to the community. It is our WhatsApp community. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest thing people could join. Yeah. Everybody has WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. And you join that link, you come in the community, you'll see all the different groups, you'll see what we're about, and you can start conversations. So in this community, on every Sunday, we meet via Zoom, and we have a collective live conversation. Eventually, this will turn into live sessions where we have workshops, so we decide to meet up at a Starbucks or a community center in person. Mm-hmm. But for right now, we're doing every Sunday on Zoom. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have different things that we speak about, different topics that we come together and we discuss. There's a lot of accountability as well. There's a fitness group as well. So, you know, you want to hit certain goals. Every week we meet. How did you do? You have other men keeping you accountable. You have men who want to start businesses, who want jobs, who want to get their finances in order. There's a group for that. you know. So if you want to join this group, you could definitely send a message on any of our platforms, TikTok, Facebook, as a man, right? Or you could send a message to 322-9727 indicating that you want to join, and we'll send you the link and send you the information.
Nice. But how
this
can...
Sunday, yeah.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
Yeah, this Sunday, I'm having a Zoom meeting, right? Free to join. I'm talking about this community, right? Talking about what we do here. And it is also accompanied by a book that I created called The Reinvention Protocol, right? This is basically for men who feel lost. They feel like life has hit them a reset. And it's basically a guide on how to reinvent yourself, mm-hmm. starting from the bottom, starting from scratch. So that is something that I'm going to be able to discuss on Sunday. So if you join, if you send that message, if you get in contact with us, you will be included in the community where we will be going every day right up until Sunday, May 30th, I believe it's the 31st, and we will go through this reinvention protocol book that I have and start June with this cohort of men in this community looking to reinvent themselves along with this book.
Nice one. Now, in terms of reaching the nation's youth, because this is something I know we're dealing with men, but in terms of youth, are there any youths involved in your program? They're reaching the youth, because we really need to start from young. Yeah, we're dealing with men, but we need to start from young and the young boys. Let's say a mother has problems with her two boys, and you know, they want somebody to look up to. We're lacking role models, that kind of thing. Can they contact you to be in it? But how does the demographic look in your team there in terms of youth?
Of course, most of them are youths, young people.
Mm-hmm.
We do have older men there that can provide that mentorship, that role model, that wisdom. Even the older men as well. Some of them come like youths because they need the guidance as well. But there's a good balance. But most of the people that come and say, hey, I need some advice, they're young men looking for guidance, looking for direction. They want to do the right thing. They want to be able to build a structure. They want to be able to become disciplined. They want to achieve certain goals, right? But they just don't have that guidance. Of course, just come on in, send a message, ask a question. You will be included and you will be helped.
Nice, man. All right. Once again, folks, we're talking to Mr. Savory here. Of course, he has on TikTok and Instagram, you know, in terms of talking to men. And when your men are in the groups and you all have a discussion, what do you find sometimes is a common problem amongst most men in society?
I would say there's a lot, right? There's a lot. But the main thing is that there isn't a role model. There isn't a father figure in these men, these especially young people, in their lives, so they could get guidance from. And what that does is creates room for mistakes, for errors. And sometimes there's some mistakes and some errors we cannot escape the consequences of, and it really sets us back in life, right? So that's the first thing, having someone around to guide. There isn't a father, there isn't an uncle, there isn't somebody. They may have these people in their lives physically, but the trust isn't there. You know, the open space for, yes, you could come and ask a question or talk, isn't there. So that's number one. Getting into specifics, however, purpose. You know, a lot of men, when they do come, okay, they see this page, they see they could ask a question, there's people they could talk to. Once they start to speak, you realize that there's a lack of purpose and direction. What it is I want to do in life? What do I want to contribute? You know, they're just not sure where they want to go, who they want to be. That's number one. There's a lot of men also having problems with relationships, problems with finances, problems with self-awareness. So those three or four topics are usually the number one, two, three, four topics that a man would come and begin to speak about. And what I have done is, based on my personal experience, and these are the experiences that I have talking to men, these are the foundations of the programs and the books and the workshops that I build, right? So the reason why I named it the table is because this table project really is a year-long project, right? Split into three different categories. So there's a reinvention protocol, which is what we're going to start in June with, reinventing yourself, the foundations of that. Then there is the emotional discipline program. And then there is the table, right? And the idea behind this is that a table is functional, right? It holds weight. It provides a surface for things to happen on. And a table has legs. So when you come into these programs, when you come into these communities, we are essentially trying to help you build a strong foundation of these five legs. And as a man, leg one would be provision, right? Are people taken care of at your table? Number two, do people feel safe with you? Leg number three is structure. Is your life ordered? Leg number four is spiritual grounding. Are you anchored in something greater than your circumstance? Like, no matter what is happening around you, what are you anchored in? What is your compass? And then leg number five is presence. Right? Does your atmosphere elevate a space? So it is, it's not just a place where, oh, well, we come and talk and we just get things off our chest and that's it. No, there's a structure, there's a guide. There's certain principles and pillars as a man that you need to have in place. And that's what we focus on here at As a Man and this table project.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you say that men have kind of like, fallen back or lost their place in society? A lot of people seem to think women taking over the place. Like the other day, there was a graduation at USC, Southern Caribbean, out there in Marcus and Joseph. And there were 400 and something females and about only 80 something males graduating. And I noticed this, yes, now you're going any place that doing a course, university, wherever, is women, and a few men. What are men doing out there? What are men really doing? And men, they say men supposed to be, well, we supposed to be the providers, but you know, you got to make money to provide or something to provide, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what men really doing out there?
It's funny you mentioned USC because that's a school I went to and graduated from.
Mm-hmm.
I did a talk there recently, and it's true. It was mostly women there versus men doing studies, pursuing. And we have this, you know, feminism and women becoming much more independent these days. And they're pursuing their own career and all these different things. And like, good question people ask, so what do men doing, right? It just is a lack of purpose, like I said. You know, what are we actually doing? What are we working towards? So you may ask some of these women at the graduation, like you say, for example, what do you want to do? They have a clear plan. You know, I want to study, get my degree, get my master's, get this job in this field, then start a family, possibly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you go up to men, most of them, and you ask, okay, what's your plan? What's your purpose? And outside of what you just said, like providing, there isn't much that they can say because there isn't a plan and a system in place, right? And we tend to get a lot more distracted by the vices of life, by all these different things. And again, it's all down to a restructuring of the mind. Right? It's difficult to be a man. We are the ones that has to get everything running, have everything functioning, run the society, build these things, right? The devil wants to distract us. You know, once a man falls in a home, the home itself falls. We are the backbone of a home, the backbone of society, right? And we have to be strong enough to defend all these vices, defend all these distractions, because the devil will send these distractions to us to keep us distracted from where we need to be and what we need to do, which is protecting, providing, having a purpose. And so that's the main thing. Men are lost and devoid of having a real purpose in their lives. What do I want to do? Who do I want to be? What are my guiding principles? What are my guiding values? And if you don't have that, you're not going to see them in the schools. You're not going to see them in the trade schools at MIC. You're not going to see them learning a skill. You're going to see them at the bars. You're going to see them constantly on the streets, on the road. You know, they don't have these guiding values. That is the reason why you would not see them in these places or not pursuing these things.
Yeah, man. What about the important part of, well, we know there are a lot of fathers that are not in the home for one reason or the other. Some left, some died, some were chased away, some ain't getting the opportunity to see their children. For example, if little Angelo had gotten the, you know, if little Angelo had gotten the opportunity to be with his father in Trinidad, maybe this would have never happened, you know? So how important is that with, you know, young boys raising in the home and men to be in the home? Some people say, they always say a woman can't raise a man, even though some people say, well, back in the days when my mother raised me, you know, but still. But how do we go back to the importance of what a man is or a father is? Look, Father's Day coming up. Oh, no, so Mother's Day, you ain't about sale from now. You will hear nothing for the fathers. I think there's only one company, Value Optical, probably doing something, one thing for the fathers, but nothing by Father's Day come like nothing by. You know? So how important is that?
Well, you see, fatherhood comes with a lot of sacrifice, right? I'm not a father as yet, and I'm sure when I do become a father, there are certain things that I would realize that I just cannot realize right now. But what I do know is that it just sacrifice is one of the main things. After you provide and you protect, you give that structure, you're spiritually grounded, you have a good presence, you're going to have to sacrifice a lot. Unfortunately, that's just how it is at the point in time. You know, a lot of things are overlooked, but that's the cost of being a man. You're going to have to sacrifice. You're probably going to be overlooked. You may be underappreciated, but you have a responsibility. So whether or not there is little to no celebrations on Father's Day, whether or not your baby's mom may not want you around, there may be a falling out in the marriage, a falling out in the relationship, you have a responsibility to these children that you have created. Whether you're appreciated or not, whether you're loved or not, whether you think that the love that you receive is conditional or not. A lot of men believe that. The love that they receive from family, friends, especially their immediate family, is conditional. I am loved based on what I provide. I pay the bills, there's food in the fridge, there's a home over our heads, and that is the exchange I give to receive love. You know, and there's also a responsibility on the other people in our life, the mothers, the women in our lives, right, to alleviate the stress that we may be going under in the pursuit of family life, in the pursuit of provision. But we're going to have to really just ban our bellies and realize, hey, this is how it is. And even though you wish it might be a little different or a little better, I have a responsibility to my family. I have a responsibility to my child that I brought into this world. And whether I feel appreciated or not, whether I feel loved unconditionally or conditionally, I have to do what I have to do as a father.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well said, well said. Well, I mean, 8 minutes away from 2 o'clock. I don't know if any of our men there would like to call in and, you know, ask a question or two. Tell us about your book and where can we get your book? Is it online? Is it a hard copy? Something? Where is the book available to read?
For sure. Everything is online at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You could visit. Again, you could send me a message or you could visit payhip.com/asamantt. Right? And you can be able to download a book. One of the books there is for free called The Brutal Reset. And in The Brutal Reset is a 7-day plan for men who they're a bit lost, they want to get their lives on track, and they don't know where to start. That Brutal Reset really helps you. So, for example, on day one in The Brutal Reset is cleaning your environment. You know, your environment is really a reflection of what is happening in your mind. And if you want to start getting clarity and you want to start changing your life, sometimes we put these big goals and we have these big plans in place to do so. But what I've really done in this Brutal Reset is break things down really simply. And the first thing is cleaning your environment. Yeah. So you clean that environment, you clean your mind, and you can think better. On day two is about cutting distractions. Limit social media, limit the scrolling, limit the party and the lime and all these different things. So you could be able to create that space and time for you to think. And day three is where we structure our day. So we set a fixed sleeping time, a fixed wake-up time. we have work blocks. We're going to do work for 4 hours, for 5 hours. We go to work, we come back. We schedule physical activity, gym, and we create a structure around our lives. On day four is where we face our money. You know, without finances, there's very little you could do and achieve in this life. So we focus on our money.
Let's take a call there. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Durbasa here. Well, I have some experience in dealing with parents, being a teacher in the primary for many years. And then, you know, being a man around, you know, and then at all levels, I would have interacted with people in the role of parents. I would suggest that if you can get the biological parent to have an input on a long-term basis, especially formative years, primary and secondary school. I wouldn't use up your time to give examples and so on, but mothers have said directly to me that he started giving this trouble when his father left. Directly. Secondary school extra lessons students that I had. That's the kind of thing that you get. The father moves away and the boy starts misbehaving. And maybe if the father is not there, he never behaves properly to begin with. So I would suggest if you could look at that long-term involvement of the biological father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, thanks.
All right. Sometimes you have to ask ourselves, why did the father leave? A lot of people get together, they make children, they're not compatible, it just happened. They make children, let me see if we could keep this and work this out, and then it doesn't work out, you know? And then to the detriment of the child later on. You know, but as he said there, I mean, that could probably be one of the topics that you deal with in one of your podcasts, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's something worth trying, but like you said, sometimes it just doesn't work out. Sometimes you can't even reach our father to get anything involved. So in terms of the long-term plan, that is in place. So even if we have, like I told you, there's a lot of young people involved in school as well. And he's right. A lot of these issues start once our father is no longer around. So there is a long-term play. This is not just a one-and-done something. There'll always be workshops. There'll always be a program that a child could come into and start and have somebody. You know, what you notice is that a lot of these children, when the father is no longer around, you notice that they tend to cling to other male figures in their life, like a football coach, you know, the sensei at karate.
Some male figure
they end up latching onto because they need that. Whether it's a teacher or somebody in the community that they go and play football with or something that they always run to because they're not aware of it, but they're seeking that wisdom, they're seeking that guidance from a male figure in their life. And that is what we try to provide as well.
Let's take another call. Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Beth. Afternoon to your guests and our listeners. You know, I this conversation on the whole question of the development of men and of responsibility has returned to your show, which is good. But to me, the catalyst or the I always believe in the embryo stage of a conversation in relation to men, and it has to start in, let's say, form 5 or form 6, as the case may be. It must be a conversation about how you deal with responsibilities after that particular age. Women with the menstrual cycle, they know about it when they reach 13, 14, and that shapes the whole development in so many different areas. But I find sometimes we, as a man, I listen to this, and I know the first thing I learn, even from church, is to understand how to take care of a woman, and then transcend that into family. So there are various areas where we need to get our young men into the shape of taking care of family. Right, we have the seed, women get pregnant, men don't. So if you go in that area, you know there's a bigger responsibility. So, I mean, you could have many, many facets, but I feel this, we tend to try to teach men when they're already out of the bag, when they're big, when they're already a problem. Try it from school level, and I think we should be in a better place. It mightn't be perfect, but you must start in a way to making young people responsible as to the consequence of even sexual intercourse, and so on, that it can transcend into an area. If you're unemployed, you can't take care of a child. Those conversations have to take place before you really become a full man out there in the wilderness. Thank you.
Thank you there, Raleigh Junior. Now, he said teaching me was taught to learn how to take care of a woman. What about being taught first as a man to learn how to take care of yourself? your mental, your emotion, your physical, okay. your everything. Take care of yourself before. If you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of nobody.
Yeah, amazing point there, because, again, that's a mistake that men tend to make. They tend to reach these ages, you know, in the teenage, early 20s, and they tend to focus a lot on women, especially when they came from broken homes, because they see their mother suffer, and they tell themselves, I'm not going to do that. And they develop these affinities with marriage and being a good man and being a good husband and a good father. And they put the focus on that without understanding first that the work must be done within yourself first. You know, when two people come together, they come together to create a whole. You are one half and the other person is another half. And we need to realize that we need to be whole halves. Our halves need to be as whole as possible. So when you meet with somebody, we could create that circle. So we need to work on ourselves. It can't be focus. I mean, I understand what the caller was saying,
mm-hmm.
but you're right on what you're saying as well. Mm-hmm. The focus has to be with you first. So when you do meet that person, you could be able to take care of them properly because you first know to take care of yourself.
Definitely. All right, let's take another call. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Basement.
Yes, man.
I listen there. You're Rowley Junior and Pinal. Bro, good, very intelligent young man. Good program. What I would like you to focus on is what Bass now said there. Even as a man, even though no relationship have any guarantee that will last. Right? Probably it's probably long time there was less distractions, so there's a higher tendency of relationships lasting. Now there are many, many distractions and women are no longer just barefoot in the kitchen and women have liberated. So we have to face all the realities of life. And as BSC, making men understand that not about just pursuing a woman for intercourse and family and looking for women and stuff like that to show and tell, but what about your personal development that Adrian just said? What about learning to cook? Right? I now finish lentil peas. As a man, I didn't have a father to show me these things. I learned these things self-taught and by friends as a big man, because I have to live on my own. So if the relationship don't work mm-hmm. out, that's if the relationship don't work out, then what? You're subditioning and looking for a next mother in a relationship again? Learning to cook, learning to mm-hmm. do a chores, learning to clean your home. I doing those things visually impaired. Being responsible as a man, so you remove some of that vulnerability if things do not work out in a woman, so you don't go pursuing in this possessive way to harm her or to harm yourself. So that's what Adrian's saying as well. And another thing, young man, their finances. That a man's finances is very critical to him. I have a lot of friends that is broke and broken today. And it's harder for a man to recover when he loses his finance, a large section of it, through just seeking out love fairy tale run on the hill and run away in a little castle on a hill. And finances gone now, you're broken now, you're depressed, you turn to the bar, you turn to some substance or some vice. So I just want to end by saying, nice program, but I want to focus as well on men. Learn to cook. Learn to do bread. You don't live on take, or you don't live by the double scat every morning. Learn to do your laundry, not just your laundry. Clean your room once a week. You know, your mom's, you're right. So even though, as I said, if things don't work out, or you end up in the hole, you make yourself more of a hole, that when you end up into a relationship is that you're not going to be just become vulnerable and just become a mama pool man in a relationship. But you will have some quality and standards as a man. So basically, John, mm-hmm. send youth man, nice program, enjoy it, man.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, so Mr. Savory, so as we get ready to wrap it up, and one thing I would like to touch on too is in the schools too. I've been saying this for years. There are too many, you know, female teachers in schools. I don't know how old you are, but when I went to school, there were a lot of men, male teachers in schools, and they were manly men, big, tall, strong. They commanded respect from primary school to secondary school. Far too many, you know, female teachers in school, and it seems like men have moved away from that, you know, teaching. And I've been talking to the Ministry of Education. They need to do something to make teaching more attractive to men. because too many women in these schools, they're not being, these children are not being taught, and some of them need that, they need that man handling in schools, you know?
Yeah, but that is the thing. Sure, but if we wait on somebody else to do something, how fast things will be get done? Like, if we wait on the government to balance things out, and, you know, what are the real results we're going to get and how long it is going to take? So sometimes we need to take the bull by the horns and say, hey, this is something I'm seeing, this is our lack, and I'm going to do something about it. So it may not be in the direct way of more male teachers, but there's a program, there's an after-school program involved that is directly allocated to solve these issues. You know, and after school, that hour between parents picking up the child, all these extracurricular activities, you have a men's group, you know, where people come in, where men could talk, where the boys could come together and say something and talk. You know, the other day, I had a friend invite me to a men's night in the church, right? They came together, they cooked, they did barbecue, they did this, they did that. And it took so long, even in a setting like that, it took so long for the serious talk to happen, a good few hours in, right? Because it was a little awkward, it was a little weird. The cooking, the liming, the laughing, and there's a time and place for everything. But I noticed that it took so long for the serious conversations to happen into the night, you know? Because it's not something that people might really be too accustomed to. So sometimes we need to take the responsibility and put things in place rather than waiting on the government and the schools and this one to do something. We need to do it.
Yeah, man. One more call. Hello, good afternoon.
Base.
Yeah.
Because let me reshape this whole thing when I said a man taking care of a woman and the conversation has to start in school in relation to how you take care of yourself. That's a prerequisite. There is no question that, listen, if you're starting in school, it's a whole planning process regarding how you take care. Now, I probably just bubble it in relation to taking care of women, because one of the major problems out there are men getting involved with children quickly that they're not ready for, and all these factors. And that's why I talk about the whole question of understanding women, taking care of women, but that's a major responsibility that goes with how you take care of yourself. Definitely. I no perfect fella, but to me, like I said, I learned that even in the church, and I mentioned that. So taking care of yourself is obvious. But my thing is, one of the problems is that men get involved quickly with even some women that they don't want. So they have two and three children and broken marriage and all these other things. So it has to be a discipline that has to start early in their life in relation to... That's when the gentleman talk about behaviors and what drives us and what have us displaced. Those are the things we have to teach our men about. And that always impact on the relationship with the opposite sex base. Good program. All the best.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Right, boys. Well, let them people know how you could join your group, where you're at, all your social media handles, where they could find you and stuff, you know?
Yeah, sure. So, As a Man on Facebook, on TikTok, just search As a Man and you'll find it. You can send me a DM or a message there. Or if you want to join the community directly, you could also do that. Or send me a WhatsApp message at 322-9727. And I will send you the forms, all the relevant information for you to join this community. All right? This table community is a bunch of men coming together in a safe space. So you can ask any questions, get guidance, you know, get direction, get that help that you need. All right? Before you look to make any moves or do any things like we've been seeing in the news here, and you feel like a lot of reasons why you end up seeing these headlines is because a lot of people feel like there's no other way, there's no one else to talk to, and they find themselves making these decisions, and we end up seeing them on the news. So guys, if you are lost, if you feel like there's no other way, community is something that could help. There's other men that have gone through what you are going through. Join As a Man. Search us on social media or send a WhatsApp 322-9727. We will put you in this group and you can get the help you need.
As a Man, boy. And I'll thank you very much, sir.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.